Ball tournament pool play rounds are continuing on, and we got match number 2 and 3 consecutively for the Holton Wildcats. If you missed it earlier, the first match of the day between the Wildcats and the Cardinals of Hoisington, and Holton came back from losing the opening set 25-20 to take it in 3, 25-17 and 25-20, getting you caught up on this pool with two other matches in the books. Riverton in straight sets over Osage City, 25-13, 25-22, and Hoisington bounced back after their loss to the Wildcats, straight sets over Osage City, 25-19, 25-16. So right now, it is Holton getting ready to take on Riverton. This Riverton Rams team, the number 2 seed, they are not ranked according to the KVA, but they are stout, a record of 37-4 on the year after their win earlier against Osage City. So Riverton up first. It'll be followed by a matchup between the Wildcats and then Osage City. So we are locked in for at least the next couple of hours here on KNZA and the Holton Channel as well. We got great response from the radio side of it, but also on the Holton Channel side, the viewership was off the charts for that first matchup in the victory against Hoisington. So thank you a ton from all of us here at the MSC Radio Network. As right now, Holton and Riverton getting their final warm-ups in as they are set to do battle here. A win for the Wildcats. All will surely punch their ticket to championship Saturday. Again, thanks for tuning in. Brandon Tabman with you. We got Jake Spaulding alongside Chance Link as well, our studio producer here on KNZA. And the Riverton Rams now, Mr. Jake Spaulding on tap for the Holton Wildcats.
Yeah, big-time matchup here for Holton. This is a matchup I was really looking forward to here in this day. Hoisington, big-time challenge with Simic up front for sure. But Riverton, battle-tested team, really good record, really balanced as a group. I think this is the battle on this side for pool play. The winner of this match will win this pool. But my point with that is that this is going to be the most competitive, I think, that we've seen today. And yes, that Hoisington-Holton game was very competitive early. However, I think this Riverton Rams team is one. They don't have a whole lot of, like, you know, standout stars, but they're a group, they're a team, and I love that aspect about them. I think this is going to be a lot of fun.
And we saw the Holton coaching staff in the hospitality room, and we were chatting it up a little bit.
Right.
They called Sophia Simic the best player in the tournament.
Yep.
Of course, we saw with Hoisington, but they thought Riverton was the best overall team that they were going to see today in pool play. So from that aspect, yes, what you're talking about could be the more competitive matchup in terms of just quality top to bottom.
Yeah, and I think that we saw a lot from Holton in that first match where there was adaptations, rotational adjustments, and in-game assignments that changed differently, and you're going to see that again with this one. Again, Riverton is not really a team that you're going to have super standout individuals. It's going to be, you know, kind of rally by committee. That's what got them to this point. They looked really good in their match earlier against Osage City, and this is a team that, again, I mean, very experienced. They've got 5 seniors on their roster, as well as 3 juniors as well. So they've got some experience at this type of level as well, as does Holton. Again, I said it earlier, but I thought that's what got Holton over the top against Hoisington. Not so much in this contest, because both teams are very experienced.
The number 3 ranked Holton Wildcats, the 6th seed in the tournament. They are 1-0 in pool play. Their record is 35-9 under head coach Crystal Bontrager. The Riverton Rams, the number 2 seed in the field, but not ranked in the latest KVA ranks, the co-champs of the CNC League this season with Frontenac. Rams have a record of 37-4. Kids about to take the floor here. Jake, quick thoughts before we get started.
I just think Holton, in order to get that 2-0 start in pool play, all but solidifying their spot to tomorrow, what they've got to do is what we saw in sets 2 and sets 3 in match number 1. That was getting Chloe Black and Tinley Wilson going. But I'm telling you, man, we got to see Becca Lassie, Emily Titzler up on that front line with Wilson and Black, and also throw in Emily Allen as well up on the front row, getting some touches on some of these kill attacks by Riverton, because the Rams, they're going to bring some powerful punches in this matchup. Can the front line for Holton build that wall?
So the starters for the Rams, Avery Barnett, she is a 5'8 senior. You also got Kinley King, a 5'6 sophomore. Kendall Kinsley is a 5'7 sophomore. Rylan Thomason is a 5'5 junior. Gracie Rance is a 6' senior. And the libero, Alexa Price, a 5'5 senior as well. And I mentioned Ava Price. She broke the school record for Riverton this season for assists in a match. Hard to believe it was in one of their four losses. She had 53 against Nevada, a team out of Missouri. So this Riverton team, again, just four losses on the year, 37-4. A win for Holton secures their spot on Saturday, and Kinley Fluke with the first serve. And here we go on KNZA and the Holton Channel. Match number two here. Kinley Wilson blocked at the net, gets it off the Catherine's deflection. And now Chloe Black from the back row pushing it over. Here's Riverton on the attack, looking for the first point here today. Good defense by Ditzler and also by Gilliland, and it's going to fall down in front of Marley. And the Rams, after all that, the early 1-0 advantage.
Okay, they might have got the point that Riverton right there beats that. However, I want to say that I love what Emily Ditzler just did on that net. Very active hands here early.
Here's the serve, far side to near side for Kinley King and the Rams. And now right side of the floor, put across by Wilson. Rams do a nice job of scrambling, and they get it back across with Thomason. Here's Ditzler, front of the net, since she got it through the back arms on that back left corner with the hands reaching up. Good way to start a 1-1 tie.
1-1 tie, and Ditzler really making her presence felt early on the defensive side, and right there, nice kill shot through a block.
Tinley Wilson back to serve, Wildcats and Rams. A 1-1 tie here in this opening set. As we continue on here, match number two will follow with their matchup against Osage City. So we're going back-to-back here for the final two matches in Hutchinson today. Here's Gilliland putting it on the attack, but she sent it too strong in that back left corner. And we're deadlocked, or I should say now a 2-1 lead, beg your pardon, for the Riverton Rams.
Yeah, Rams lead now by a one. But you saw this early on in sets 1 and 2, a little game with Marley Gilliland, a little twist on the outside, just a little too strong that time.
Here's Gracie Rance on the serve. Tinley Wilson batting it up there for Fluke, and the set not there for Ditzler. Ditzler actually behind Fluke on that set. She put it in front. Ditzler couldn't get around the box out there, and it's a 3-1 Rams lead.
Yeah, good idea right there. Again, another twist game from the setter in the middle. That time I'm able to get around from Ditzler.
All right, Fluke sets it up from Wilson. Chloe Black spike, but right back into the hands of Wilson on the back row. Now Ditzler, middle of the floor, gets it across. Barnett gets it in the air. Now Barnett gets it back for the Rams, and Chloe Black able to get it back across for Holton on one try. Another send across there. Good reach out for Fluke. Back to Wilson. And Black over that outstretched defensive line, and a little deflection gives Holton the point. They're now within 3-2.
Good aggressiveness right there by Holton, but Kinley Fluke there. Typically, you're going to get the second ball as the setter. That time, a little think across from Riverton. She had to cover it up, keep it alive for the Cats, and Black puts it away.
Ditzler on the serve. 3-2 Rams here. First set, match number two here in Hutch. Great diving save there by Wilson, and now Black gets a good look. But Price the libero setting it back up for the Rams. In the back row, it's Kinley King, but right to Black. Now Holton's opportunity here with Lassie. Becca Lassie, emphatic on the stuff. 3-3 tie.
Becca Lassie, nice setup there from Fluke. Good rotation on the back end by Holton. Great pass, great set, and Lassie puts it down on the back line.
Lassie so crucial last week in the sub-state rounds, and Ditzler a service error right into the net. Makes it 4-3 Riverton. Back and forth we go here in this opening set. A win for Holton. Well, both these teams, I should mention, 1-0 in pool play. The winner here, all but surely punching their ticket to Saturday. And there's an ace for Riverton on the attack. Ryland Thomason, a 5'5 junior, makes it 5-3.
Yeah, miscommunication there on that back line for Holton as you had both Chloe Black and Tinley Wilson in that area. Miscommunication on who's going to take that because Kinley Fluke's right in front of him. Well, she's your setter. She's not going to take a serve.
Riverton's eighth trip to state, and it's school's history for volleyball. Here's one off the net, diving effort for Riverton up front. They keep it alive, free ball sent back over. Here's Lassie, Fluke sets it up for Black,
nice
emphatic, and she drills it. Chloe Black from Kinley Fluke, and it's 5-4, Holton down one.
Free ball, B-Tad, you mentioned that. Anytime there's a free ball, you got to take advantage of it. Holton does, great pass, great set, and Chloe Black, her second kill here in set one.
Get the lefty back there. Faith Olberding, the sophomore, set to tee this one up middle of the floor. Second match, first set, 5-4 Riverton. Lassie trying to defend at the net. Holton gets it back. Here's Black leaning to her right, gets it across, past the arm of Ava Price on the back line. Alexa Price, excuse me, that time, but it's a 5-5 tie, back-to-back points here for the Cats.
Yeah, Chloe Black, her third kill here in set one. Three of the Cats, 5 points. Coming from the young sophomore attacker.
Head coach Crystal Bontrager of this Wildcat team. It is a veteran coaching staff from top to bottom with a lot of experience. Riverton sets it up. Lassie on the deflection, caught it off the left shoulder, and down it goes for the Riverton point. They retake the lead.
A good little run there by Holton, and volleyball is a game of runs, right, where one team's got to go 3-4 points, the other team's got to stymie that. Holton just got done going on a little three-point spurt. Riverton able to get service back, though.
906 career kills coming in for Avery Barnett, who sent the serve across for Riverton. Ram set it back up. Front right portion of the net, tapped across, but Overton gets it high into the air. Wilson now over the black off that deflection on the front line. Price now setting it up. Here's Wilson on the back row. The setup here for Chloe Black again, and getting it by Alexa Price. She's having a hard time back there with these put downs by Holton. Back and forth we continue, a 6-6 tie.
None of that happens without the initial pass by Tinley Wilson. A great dig in the back row. Good pass to Olberding, who sets up Black for the kill.
Here's Black talking about her. She sends over the serve. Riverton now on the back line, sent across by Barnett. And now we stop play, and they're going to call a lift on Riverton.
You know
7-6
why?
7-6 cap.
You know why, B-Tad? It's because Becca Lassie is owning that middle of the net right now. That ball was close to the net. She sent it right back, and Riverton had nothing to do other than lift it back up.
Well, now we get a stoppage of play.
Substitution, a rotational error.
I think it's the first time we've seen that here. Certainly the time you don't want to have it. So three consecutive Cats points.
Yep, so on the back row, they're sliding up too much, too quickly on the server seat.
Holton with an 8-6 lead here in this opening set. There's a good kill shot put down on the back row set. That's Kendall Kinsley, a 5'7 sophomore, and Riverton back to within one. It's 8-7.
Yeah, that was a great quick set there and able to put it away. That was a powerful punch going to the back corner. Chloe Black unable to dig it up.
Here's the serve by Alexa Price. Set up by Lassie, front of the net, and a little bit too much. Sent it long beyond the line. Price did a good job that time to let it go. And now back-to-back Riverton points, and we're deadlocked at 8.
You mentioned how Price was struggling on the back line, digging up these kills for Holton. That time, Lassie just too strong outside.
Price on the serve. They fake it to Lassie. Here's Tinley Wilson on a kill shot off a couple deflections.
Oh, wow.
Still in the air. Somehow the Rams got that one back across with Ava Price. Wilson running at it, pushing it over with two hands. Rams are going to reset it. They fake it to one. Here comes the other, but Chloe Black is right there. Here's the set for Tinley Wilson, and the spike deflected off the front row, and it falls down for the Cats.
Great attack again. A good rally right there, both sides. And Holton, all started with Chloe Black with the dig, popped it in the air, over it, and quickly sent it out to Tinley. And T-Dub with a big K.
Right now, 9-8 Holton here in this opening set. Match 2 of 3 here at State. They get Osage City in the final matchup after this one. Here's Chloe Black, middle of the floor. Now Wilson to her right, put a lot behind it, but a nice job by King to get it alive and keep it on the other side there for Riverton.
Free ball.
Here's a free ball for Holton, but Price on the back row. That's Alexa Price. The libero in the black jersey, and now a nice dig there by Bailey Catherine. Here comes Tinley Wilson again, with Barnett keeping it high in the air. Another good rally. Here are the Rams from the back row, and that one is down. Nicely played by Rylan Thomason.
Right off Emily Dissler on the front row. Got up there in time for the block, but off the side of her arm and straight down on the front line. Nobody home for the Cats.
Rams have scored 3 of the last 4. We're deadlocked at 9 here in this opening set. Ava Price to serve. Sends it to that back middle portion, as now it's a back set here for Holton. Price on the dig. Middle of the floor. Another back line spike, but right into the hands of Emberly Allen. Now Wilson, tough set. She couldn't get there. Tried to contort her body a little bit and adjust with the left hand, but she was basically under the net at that point. Rams take the lead. It's 10-9.
Yeah, first time they've had a lead for a while in this match, or opening set, I should say.
Here's Black, and they fake it. Catherine just has to go underhand over. Now Price for Riverton. They do another back set. Here's the spike, tipped in the air by Wilson, pushed back across by Riverton, and Tinley Wilson says you can have it back. Another good set. There's a tap down to Catherine. And now Wilson gets a shot. Riverton dug out there by Barnett on the back row. They go right back to King. Not much behind it. Good rally here. And Sitzler able to get one down.
Just a great rally, B-Tad. And the Cats able to come away with a point there. And Emily Ditzler from the middle hitting position, able to split the defenders. Again, I'm telling you, we said it in the first match of the day, Emily Ditzler very deceiving with how she kills and how she attacks. That time split the difference.
Emily Ditzler, one of the few seniors, second on the team in aces and blocks coming into this state tournament. A 10-10 deadlock tie here in this opening set. Now Wilson's defense along with Ditzler giving the Cats the lead back. force right at the net between those two.
Yeah, that was a really, really good block. Again, the winner of this match, I mean, you can just tell, it's nip and tuck early between these two. Who's going to dominate the defensive side of the net is going to be key.
Here's Kenley Fluke on the serve. Rams set it up, tipped into the air. It's going to be deflected. Should be a point for the Rams. It is. Kenley King with the finish. And we're deadlocked at 11. Back and forth we go.
Yeah, I don't expect either team really to separate from the other in this match. Both these teams pretty equal when you're looking at across the board.
Serve across by Kenley King for the Rams. Here's the set by Fluke. Gilliland had to just get it across. It was kind of an awkward hit, but she got it over. Rams get it back front of the net, and fighting through the double team is Avery Barnett for the Rams' point, and it's 12-11 Riverton.
And it's tough to see if you're watching on the Holton channel or as we're talking about it here, but Gilliland was on the far left side of the net, hit that ball, had to get all the way to the right side and try and get the block in time, unable to get there.
Catherine's on the dig. Back set there by Fluke and then pushed across by Wilson. Here's Price. Rams setting it up. And a one-handed tap, but right to Catherine. Here's Fluke on the set, pushing left. Here is Wilson. Price able to reach out and just keep that one in the air, and a free ball sent across by the Rams. Here's Ditzler from Fluke. Now Gilliland to touch, front right. Price saving it. Now for the Rams. Back to the net, they get it over. Another good rally here between the two. Tinley Wilson mistimed her jump, and down it goes to the Rams' point.
Yep, that was another long rally between these two, and the scramble, the hustle, Riverton kept it alive, sent it over on a free ball, Holton unable to take advantage of it.
So here is a serve by Riverton, a 13-11 lead here on the Cats.
Wow.
Make it 13-12. Ditzler for one.
I am really impressed with Emily Ditzler, the way she's came out in the state tournament so far with just, again, her ability to basically, I mean, I'll give a shout-out Patrick Mahomes. He looks one way and throws it the other. That's how she swings at the net.
Here is Tinley Wilson to serve. Cats are down one here, about midway portion of this opening set. 13-12 on the board. Another good defensive play up front. It's Chloe Black, and you guessed it, Emily Ditzler. 13-13 tie.
Tinley
Wilson back to it.
Sorry about that.
You good?
No, yeah. Just once again, I mean, the front row right now for the Cats has been really, really good here early. Got to maintain.
Alexa Price on the dig. Rams set it up. Did that one hit the line?
Yes.
It did.
Yeah, that was a great attack there.
Avery Barnett.
Yep, Barnett coming down the line. Holton's rotation on the back row was sliding. Hope, you know, thinking she was going to go middle or outside left, but it was down the line right there. That was just, again, great court awareness from her.
14-13 Riverton. Opening set, match two. Cool play here in Hutchinson, and that's going to be an ace. Back line couldn't handle for the Cats, and it's 15-13, and we get a timeout for Holton. A two-point Rams lead here in set one. We pause for 30, and we're back right after this.
Ready to score big this football season? It's game time at Wilson Tire and Holton. Just like your favorite teams, we're geared up for success, offering unbeatable deals on tires and oil changes. Don't fumble your ride to the game. Visit Wilson Tire today for top quality tires that keep you in the winning lane. From touchdowns to tire rotations, we've got you covered. Wilson Tire and Holton, where every drive is a touchdown. Call us at 785-362-8473. When selection and service matter, choose Wilson Tire and Holton.
Back here on KNZA and the Holton channel as well, courtesy of MSC Sports. I'm Brandon Tadman, Jake Spaulding alongside. Match number two here in pool play. And the Holton Wildcats, a three-set thrilling victory over Hoisington, the first matchup of the day, and now their second matchup against Riverton, the two-seed. Rams coming in, a record of 37-4, the co-CNC champs this year. Shared that title with Frontenac here in 2025, but right now the Rams serving out of the timeout. Here's Catherine's up to Fluke. Now they push it front left to Black. Her spike was dug up nicely by Gracie Rance. And now Rance gets it back, deflected back on the side of Riverton. They go back set here, and reaching out Gilliland to keep it alive. Here's Chloe Black again, but it's tipped up into the air. Rams have it back, front right portion of the net. Tinley Wilson on the dig. Here's the set by Fluke. Chloe Black rejected, and down it goes for the point.
Wow, that was impressive. Again, great rally between these two, but man, Chloe Black says, I'm tired of this right now. I want to put this away for the Cats to get out of this timeout BTAD service break for the Cats.
That's something we emphasized in that first matchup with Hoisington, and the Cats doing it there. They're back to within one. Good defense by Lassie and Gilliland, and now Wilson from the back line setting it up for Black. Not much behind the spike. Riverton resets. And at the net, sent across by Thomason. Once again, Black front left, sends it back right. Riverton ready for it. Now they're going to set it up here, front right portion of the net. And diving for it, going back and saving it as far net. Probably would have been a Riverton point, but we continue. Wilson, another great play on that back row. Here's Black leading to her left, firing in the back corner, but saved again by Riverton. And sent across on a free ball by King. Here's Fluke setting it up middle of the floor as Lassie puts it down. Riverton scrambling. It's under the net, and they can't get it back over.
What a foul, or a volley right now. Again, these rallies by both these teams, there's a reason why they're both 1-0 here in state. And just a great long rally. And give credit there where it's due. Becca Lassie able to put it away.
Back-to-back points out of the timeout. Holton has tied it up. It's 15-all. Fluke reaching out to save that one. Lassie now setting it up. Ditzler from the back row got it over with some dip, but the Rams saved it. Now touched across by Thomason, Lassie, Fluke, here's Black, putting it down for the kill.
Love to see it, Dad. You love to see the confidence. It's brewing right now for these attackers for Holton. And out of the timeout, three straight points for the Cats.
They retake the lead at 16-15. Another serve by Dittler. And a whistle, and we stop play. Is that the second time we've had a rotational issue by the Rams?
Yep, out of rotation on the serve. That's, again, now we got a timeout by Riverton as they're trying to stop the bleeding beat. Tad, what is that, five straight points?
Five straight, correction, four straight, and five of the last seven have gone to the Cats. For now, we'll go ahead and keep it right here. Again, 17-15, Holton here in this opening set. Both these teams victorious in their opening match, so the winner here assuring themselves a spot come Saturday morning.
Opportunities knocking for these two teams right now. For Holton, hey, they've already won one match early in a state tournament for the first time in the last 3 years. Okay, they're trying to make it to the Saturday semifinal for the first time in these 3 years. It all starts with this matchup right now. It all starts with this set. And every coach will tell you, it starts with this serve right now that Emily Dittler is about to have. Can Holton maintain the serve, maintain momentum out of the Riverton timeout? Remember, Holton called a timeout and broke momentum from Riverton, got the serve back, and have rattled off four straight. Can the Cats continue right now?
17-15 Cats. Here is the serve out of the TO. Rams at the back set, pushed across with two hands. Now Fluke has it. Here's Lassie, middle of the floor. Got a lot behind it, hitting the air by King. Now Alexa Price chasing it down. And a miss hit on the back row, right back from Price to King. And the third one unable to get over. 18-15, five consecutive Holton point.
Mental right now. This game is all mental.
Here's Ditzler on the serve. And the Rams stop this 5-0 run by the Cats. They set it up. Not much behind it. Black was there. Fluke, a back set to Gilliland. Her spike off the tip. Price is there. And the Rams reset. Front of the net. Tapped across with finesse. But Fluke is there. Now Wilson over to Black. Her spike right to Alexa Price. Now the Rams middle of the floor. Off the top of the net. Good job by Gilliland to reach out. Keep it alive. Now Black a good look. And it's put down with some strength. But the Rams settle. Get it back across. As Black gets it in the air, from Fluke, back to Black, right to Price. Here come the Rams. Another good rally between the two. Push across by King. Now Fluke, front of the net, leaning a late jump. Did we get a stoppage of play?
Yeah, in the net.
Lassie in the net. Point for the Rams. Boy, devastating considering how that one was going.
Yeah, that was another long rally, and Holton rotationally was good. People filling spots. Marley Gillen doing a great job of battling at the net, but Lassie on the follow-through caught the net.
Stops the 5-0 run. Thomason with the serve. Gilliland beyond the line to get it back in for Lassie, and she got it over. Now the Rams reset. Middle of the floor. Long spike. Popped up into the air by Phillips. Now Fluke over to Black, putting it down with touch, but a good diving save by Barnett to keep it alive. And now from the back row, it's a little bit strong and out of play. A miss hit by King just barely. 19-16 point for the Cats.
Great communication again by Holton's back row. Presley Phillips back there. Tinley Wilson. And Kinley Fluke, understanding the assignment, let that ball go out.
Here's Faith Olberding now to serve for Holton. They lead it 19-16 over Riverton here in this opening set. Both these teams 1-0 in pool play today. Here is the front right set. Good spike. What a dig by Phillips. And now set up by Olberding, and it's put right back into the face of Wilson. Right back to Black, her spike. Now it's a battle right in front of the net, but on the side of Riverton. Third try, they get it across with Olberding. Wilson from the back row up to Black, off the deflection, point for the Cats.
Huge point right there, and this is why it's a huge point, B-Ted. Chloe Black is exhausted. She jumped three straight times trying to put that away, couldn't do so. Instead, They popped it back over the net, did Riverton. Holton went right back to Chloe, puts it down. Timeout, Riverton.
All right, we'll pause for a quick 30. 20-16, Holton here in set one over Riverton. We're back after this on KNZA.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
In the sports world, offense scores points, but defense wins championships. That's how we should all view our finances, too. Earning money puts points on the board, but saving money keeps you in the game. For a reliable teammate you can count on, turn to DSB.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Back here at the Hutchinson Sports Arena, Jake Spaulding, Brandon Tabman, appreciate Chance Link, our studio producer on KNZA. Both these teams 1-0 in pool play. The Cats trying to secure a set one win. Out of the timeout, 20-16, they lead the Rams.
Big time opportunity knocking again here. Another timeout by Riverton. Can Holton stave off another run?
So Riverton, they have it on their side, and it's missed, hit into the net by Ryland Thomason. So the Cats get a freebie there. Their lead is 5 at 21-16.
And the two times Riverton took a timeout, again, I said a minute ago, it's mental right now. They cannot get a point break or service break.
Here's Olberding, the lefty, sent it long, but popped up by King. Now the Rams reset. There's their spike, but Black was there. Now Olberding, now put down by Allen, who's into the game on the front line. Riverton at the net. Here's Tinley Wilson for Holton. There's the set. Chloe Black, believe, son.
Oh, man, can you just tell that Chloe Black is feeling it right now with her abilities to jump out of this gymnasium, and all momentum is on Holton's side right now, just 3 points away from a set one victory.
How about a 9-1 Holton run since that first timeout was called? Holton trying to put this one away, 22-16 here in set one. Alexa Price on the dig after the Holton serve. They set it up for the spike. Lassie says no thank you. The Rams get it back, pushed across by Price. Allen gets it into the air. Here is Olberding on the set, and another beauty is put down into the corner by Chloe Black. You said getting hot. How about the right time, 23-16?
She is just feeling it right now, and you set up your hot hitters right now if you're Holton, and they're finding number 15 on the left outside position, Chloe Black, doing some work.
Here's the lefty serve by Olberding. Rams need a big rally here. Kind of a miss hit at the net. It's going to pop up into the air. One too many times. It is set point for Holton. They have dominated this latter portion of this opening set. They're going to try to close it out right here.
Out of timeouts, Holton has been dominant both sides when the timeout has been called. Can they finish it out?
24-16, Cats fans on their feet trying to wrap up this first set, and they do with the defense by Becca Lassie. What a run for the Cats to end set one, and they beat the Riverton Rams in this opening set, 25-16. A lot to digest. We'll talk about it after a two-minute timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Stop paying for cell phone service because it's free with Giant Mobile for the rest of the year. Sign up today because the earlier you sign up, the more you save. Add a line, add 5 lines, add 10 lines. It's all free. $0, zilch, nada until 2026. Put some extra money in your pocket this holiday season and pick Giant Mobile for your cell phone service. Plus, you'll save $15 a month on your Giant or JBN internet bill when you do.
The Holton Wildcats are back to the state volleyball tournament for a school record third straight year with some phenomenal defense.
Who else? Rebecca Lassie with the rejection.
And those hustle plays that mean so much.
It's dug up by Tipler. Now chance for Black. Push it back. Oh! And it lands inside the line. Oh, what a point.
And don't forget the Cats. They're always on the attack.
Flip shoots it over to Chloe Black. Wow! She got up high for that one.
Congratulations, Wildcats, on making school history. From your head coach, Crystal Bontrager, independent agent with Aflac.
At Holton Dental, we make going to the dentist a breeze, even for kids. Dr. Samantha Reschick and Dr. Trent Roth are amazing with young patients. And Dr. Gilliland has years of experience helping families smile brighter. Gentle care, fun visits, and healthy habits that last a lifetime. Come see what a difference Holton Dental makes. Now accepting new patients. Call today.
This is Daniel with Jackson Farmers, wanting to remind you that harvest season is here. With harvest come safety recommendations for the road. Watch out for farmers and trucks. farmers and operators will be driving slower than normal this time of year. We encourage you to be considerate and share the road, as these are the farmers helping provide food for you and your family. Jackson Farmers also reminds you to keep your eyes on the road, as deer will be moving with the weather changes and working of fields. Jackson Farmers, caring for you since 1918 in Lancaster, Effingham, Meriden, and Holton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Hello, this is Mark Ashelman.
This is Dylan Ashelman.
How about it for the Holton Wildcats? Match two here in Hutch, and a dominant end. Jake Spaulding, 25-16, the set one win. Holton takes it over Riverton, getting ready for set two. But how about a 12-1 run for the Cats to end it, including seven in a row?
12-1 run, and that was after the Holton timeout, correct?
Correct.
And that is, again, where we talked about it with the coaching staff. By the way, I said over 50 years of experience. No. This Holton coaching staff has over 90 years combined experience coaching.
We had to quadruple check that,
yeah,
but
no
we
doubt.
Got it.
We got it. 90-plus years of coaching experience on that bench, and you notice it as soon as the timeout happens. It's so pivotal. They say that. We agree with them on it, that Holton's got to get that point. And they did that. Not just once, not twice, but three times out of the Holton timeout and then out of both Riverton timeouts. The Rams had no answer for Holton. They were focused. They were dominant. They've got one more set to punch their ticket to Saturday.
Well, Riverton will have the first serve here in set two. They bring it to the near side of the floor, and here we go after a big-time win for Holton in set one. Here's Alexa Price. Now the back set here for Riverton. Slapped across. Just a touch too strong. So a good look there up front for the Rams. But a miss hit gives Holton the early 1-0 advantage. Finley Wilson back to serve again. The Rams have only lost four times this year. Frontenac, Lewisburg, Chanute, and Nevada out of Missouri. And that one is going to be tipped on the back row, and the Wildcats getting a point to make it 2-0 here in this second set. Eighth trip to state for both these teams in school history. Third consecutive time the Wildcats have been here. First time, though, in a while in the 3A classification. And another one that is sent too long by Gracie Rance. Not one, not two, Jake, but three consecutive points for the Cats to start set two.
That's a hot start for the Cats right now. And, again, it's just that momentum. It's that confidence that's brewed for the Cats in the last, really, two sets. Set three of the opening match of the day and then set one here to this one.
Here's a little tap at the front of the net. Rams get it back. Price pushing to the middle of the floor, and they get it back to Wilson and company. Here's Fluke on the set. Chloe Black, emphatic, but too long.
They were looking for a tip. And, yes, they did call a tip on that. Near side line judge had the tip called. Great job by Chloe hitting it through the tip. And Holton four straight to start this set.
Just a touch of the fingernail is all you need. And the Wildcats have rattled off four in a row here to begin set number two. Here's Tinley Wilson on the serve. Sends it to the back row. Alexa Price pushing up front. Here's a good set. Not much on the spike by Thomason. And now Wilson getting it up for Black. She'll put it down. Price just stuck her hand out. What a running save there by Barnett, but one too many hits. Oh, they somehow got it over. Here's Fluke back to Gilliland. Her spike a little bit long and to the right.
Went down the line that time and just a little bit wide on that swing. But, yeah, you mentioned it, just the flail of an arm by Price to keep it alive, and a good job by Riverton to keep it flowing, and they get their first point of this set.
Well, that was, what, 15-1 run for Holton, and that's going to be an ace. Going back to the end of that opening set, but back-to-back points here for the Rams. They get the ace from Kinley King and a 4-2 Wildcats lead. Another serve by King. Here's Fluke, the back set, middle of the floor. Hitzler had it sent across, but nicely done by King. Here's Catherine, Fluke, Black leaning to her left, spinning and keeping it alive as Barnett. And pushed up to the front row. Barnett with her back to the net gets it across. Gilliland, front right, off the top of the net.
Wow.
And it's down for the Holton point. 5-2 Cats.
Great job there by Marley, just understanding the situation at hand right now, where to go with it. Don't go down the line. The double block's angled for that. So she went back to the middle of the floor, able to get it down on the back line.
Here's Emily Ditzler to serve. She sends it across. Price is busy back middle row. Now pushed to the right side of the floor, sent across by the Rams. Fluke setting it up. Here's Lassie on a kill. Another diving effort by Price, but to no avail. 6-2 Holton here in set two.
It doesn't take a lot for Becca Lassie to get up high enough over that net. She's a tall, tall player on that net for the Cats. perfect set from Fluke. And lastly, a powerful swing gives the Cats a lead back up by four.
Ditzler sends the serve across. A four-point advantage here in this second set. Make it five. Into the net is Rance on that swing. And it's 7-2 in favor of the Cats.
Man, Rance tried to do her version of Becca Lassie right back at her, but Becca says, oh, nay, nay.
Ditzler, second on the team in blocks, second on the team in aces. She sends this one across. Riverton has a good set, and they get a much-needed point getting through that double team led by Lassie.
Lassie Gillen there for the double block, and they instantly both communicated. Lassie said, hey, that's my bad. They didn't get that block closed off quick enough. That's why that ball squirted through. Split the double team in for a point for Riverton.
Both these teams 1-0 in pool play today. Winner securing a spot in Saturday's semifinals. Here's Black, beautiful finesse, and a diving effort from the back row, just missing, and a point for the Cats.
Shot by Holton again. Anytime Riverton started to go on a little bit of a run, Holton is stymieing them pretty quickly here.
Substitutions in, a little rotation for the Cats. Faith Olberding is in. Or correction, that might have been Friar Page who has checked in. She
yep.
does. She'll be front right. Here's Price. Right at the front of the net through Lassie's
hand. Oh, good
hand.
Job.
Phillips doing a good job. And from the back row, Wilson puts it down with authority, but the Rams played it well. Here's a good look for them. It's off the top of the net and then sent back across by Lassie. Back to the net. Price getting it high, and the Rams push it over on a freebie. Phillips. Here's Olberding,
oh,
and there is a big-time kill once again. Chloe Black. It goes Phillips to Olberding, and the finish by Black.
When Chloe, elasticity is what her arm looks like. When she gets that high elevation, her arm is like a rubber band. Snap back and snap through and puts it away.
Snap, crackle, and pop. Here's the serve. Rams set it up. Not much over. They got it over the outstretched arms there of Lassie. Another chance for Black. Price is there. But down it goes. The second hit, nowhere to be found.
9-3. No, check that. 10-3 now. I missed a point for Holton, and Riverton's got to take another timeout, B-Tab.
The Cats are soaring right now. 10-3, set to lead over Riverton. They won the first set 25-16, and we're back in 30 seconds.
Hello, this is Mark Ashelman.
This is Dylan Ashelman.
Together, we are Ashelman Construction. This year marks our 31st year in business, and we want to sincerely thank our loyal customers and dedicated subcontractors for their continued support.
At Ashelman Construction, we take pride in building more than just houses. We build places families are proud to call home.
We are proud supporters of our community, our schools, and our students.
When the time is right, remember the right builder to call.
We are Ashelman Construction.
KNZA.
Bringing back the old tunes here on KNZA. I love it. Brandon Tabb and Jake Spaulding, Chance Link with you. We're going to have back-to-back matches here for Holton, the first of the two, after that fantastic come-from-behind win against Hoisington earlier today in that opening match of pool play. Really, since about that middle portion of that opening set, it has been all Holton here against Riverton. Again, a 12-1 run to end that first set, 25-16, they won it. And right now, after a timeout, 10-3, they're leading set two.
Confidence is key in the game of volleyball, and Holton's got momentum on their side. Riverton trying to break it with this timeout.
Here's Finley Wilson on the back row, getting it high into the air. Olberding sets, kind of a mistimed jump, but Black put a lot behind it. Riverton now getting it back into the field of play. Holton wants to reset, back set by Wilson. Chloe
Ooh.
Black again! Wilson to Black. How about that 1-2 combo? And it's 11-3.
By the way, Timmy Wilson playing back middle right there. She steps up out behind the 10-foot line even, and a back set perfectly to Black. What a great combo that was.
Another lefty serve by Olberding. Price to the front of the net. They set it up. Good defense there, forcing not much behind that spike attempt. Now Black, middle left. Boy, almost got a point, but a good job by Price to keep it back into play. And from the back row, sent across by King. Wilson sets it up for Page, who got it off the defensive arms, but the Rams get it back. Front left net, but right to Olberding. Wilson, oh, a little finesse. Rams played it well. Now Price in the back row, pushed across by Barnett. Another good swinging save by Finley Wilson. Now the Rams right at the front of the net. Beautiful finesse play over Black and Lassie, and a lengthy rally there. Rams, again, desperately needed points. 11-4 Holton.
Holton's net play has been phenomenal in this match so far. At the net defensively. You're seeing Riverton now. They're trying to tip it over that block instead of swinging.
Here's Wilson. Now Black front right. Good defense there by Riverton up front. But Olberding now gets it off to Lassie. A one-handed save there by Price on the back line. And Riverton, oh, they got it to the front of the net. But Barnett's hit a little bit too soft. It's 12-4 Cats.
Anytime Riverton felt like maybe they've had a good run, got a point, Holton steals that momentum right back. They're not allowing Riverton to keep a maintaining run here in this match.
Chloe Black after the serve. Lassie didn't quite get that one at the net,
oh,
and
nice.
It was set up perfectly for Avery Barnett. She made Holton pay.
Again, I mentioned it just 30 seconds ago. Riverton's not swinging at the net right now. The big extended arms of Lassie as well as Black on the front line, also Briar Page, they're tipping instead of hitting. That time a diving effort to keep it alive by Black sent it over for a free ball.
Cats have a 12-5 lead here in this second set. Riverton needs it.
Oh,
to force a winner-take-all set three, but if Lassie's going to play that way, not sure if Riverton has much of a chance, 13-5.
Becca's going to come out on this next rotation, but Disler in. I mean, it's like a Jekyll and Hyde right now. You know, which one do you want? You want Jekyll or you want Hyde? Well, they're both good right now for Holton. That front line is playing dominant.
Here's Bailey Catherine's on the serve. 13-5 Cats here in this second set. Here's a good set and spike, but right there is Olverding. Here is Ditzler to Page, and her spike sent to the back row. It's high in the air, out of field of play. Riverton gets it back in, and once again, another miss hit by Avery Barnett. It is 14-5 Holton. They continue to build on this lead.
Riverton's got a timeout left, but I tell you again, every single time in this match specifically that a timeout's been called, Holton has won that serve out of the timeout.
Been all Holton since middle portion of that opening set. Riverton's got to put a rally together. A couple of awkward hits, but it's sent across with the left hand by Wilson, who's back on that front row. Riverton into the net. Good defense by Page and Ditzler. Rams push it back across. Now Black from the back row. Here's Wilson winding up, and she delivers a big one.
Man, great set. We mentioned it from Tinley over to Chloe earlier in this same set from the middle back position. Well, that time Chloe says, I'll return the favor, and TW puts it down.
A double-digit set-two lead. It's 15-5 Cats. Lexa Price pushing. They fake it to her. Now there's the spike, but right there is Catherine's, and now again, here's Wilson. Price reaching out. It's going in the wrong direction, and it's another kill for Tinley Wilson.
Tinley Wilson is just, again, I don't care who it is right now in that left outside position. Holton's finding them, and they're putting it away. 11-point lead.
Another timeout. We'll step aside as well. 16-5 Cats over Riverton in set two. Back after this, here on KNZA.
At Cecil K's Hometown Market, right off Highway 75 in Holton, your needs are their priorities. Whether it's fresh deli meat cut every single day, or your locally farm-raised beef, to a gallon of milk, or the unique things in aisle 2. This week's specials, good through Tuesday, November 4th. Chicken breasts, $2.99 a pound. Pork chops, $1.99 a pound. Kansas City strip steak, $11.99 a pound. Spare ribs, $2.49 a pound. And red grapes, $1.49 a pound. Cecil K's Hometown Market encourages you to shop local.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to our coverage of the Class 3A State Volleyball Tournament in Hutchinson. Jake Spaulding, Brandon Tadman. Chance Link, our studio producer, we got nothing but quality high praise and viewership from people on the Holton Channel here today. It's
no doubt.
Pleasure to have this opportunity to bring you that video coverage. And the Cats looking real good after beating Hoisington. They lead set 2, 16-5 here. Jake on Riverton trying to sweep this one and go to 2-0.
After the Riverton timeout, Holton trying to maintain their run that they've got, and they do. Nice job at the net there by Ditzler and Wilson, not letting Riverton get it back across. But beats that net is now 4 timeouts called in this match. And all 4 times, Holton has maintained serve or taken it away from Riverton. They've aided in the points.
Here's Riverton. They got to put a rally together, but they stop play. And another miscue by the Rams. They are really hurting themselves here in set number 2. And going back to that first timeout in set 1, Jake, it is a 31-6 Holton run. They've dominated
impressive.
This matchup. Yeah, no doubt about it. Here's Tinley Wilson. She's winding up, and a good reach out there, but
someone's
a free ball. And, yeah, they're going to blow the whistle.
Riverton
in the net again. It's going to be 18 or now 19-5. My goodness.
Looks like it was Kenley King called in the net for Riverton, trying to block Kenley Wilson. Hey, I'm not saying that it's not a bad idea. You cannot stop the left outside hitting position for Holton right now, so maybe get a little help from the net. The officials are on top of it. Holton's got their biggest lead.
25-16, a set one winner, and now it's 19-5 Holton in set 2. Looking for the sweep here to go to 2-0. Wilson again! She is on one here, Jake. Adds another. It's 20-5. Riverton in deep, deep trouble.
I did not see this coming. The onset of this match, we talked about it. I really didn't think either team would run away. Holton is just playing at a whole new level right now.
It's almost like they're playing like they lost that first match against Hoisington,
yeah.
And they desperately need it, but they don't. Here's Black up for Page. Her spike through the double team. Price is there. They get it to the front of the net, but Catherine's there on the receiving end. Another good chance for Wilson. This time blocked well by the Rams. Now the Rams want to reset it. There's the spike put down by Ava Coleman, but too strong. Miscues and errors by the Rams, really hurting them here in set two. It's 21-5.
Lily tanking now in on the front row as well, so it's Wilson tanking Page on the front.
Rams, they want to rally. They got to do it now. Catherine's reaching out to her right. Now scrambling is Olberding, pushed across by Wilson on a third try. Rams get it to the front of the net. They just casually push it over. Now resetting up front for tanking. Gets it across, bumped up in the air by Ava Price.
Nice dig by Black.
Black gets it up to Page. Her spike. Good double team there by the Rams. They're going to reset it here. Tanking again with the right-handed tap. Played well by Ava Price. Price gets it back across. Catherine's there. Front middle of the floor. They fake it to tanking. Here's Wilson. Had a good look, but she missed it.
Nice rally there by both teams. Similar to what we saw in set number one with the rallies. That time, Riverton able to set out, get the service back, trailing by 15.
21-6, Jake. My goodness.
Yep. Holton definitely making a concerted effort here to get both Briar Page and Lily tanking a swing.
There's tanking with a swing and a kill. How about tanking coming into state, just 4 kills on the season. Give her 5, brother.
That's right. First one in the state tournament. Great job there, and great set by Olberding. Olberding will go out. Page will go out. Back in will be Marley Gilland and Kinley Fluke.
And Fluke back to serve. Can she run 3 straight to close this out in emphatic fashion? It's been all cats here in this second set. Trying to sweep Riverton. Go to 2-0. Punch their ticket to Saturday. Oh. Wilson, why not? That is an incredible dig, but the second hit not there. 23-6, Holton.
They're just dominating, Brandon. I did not think this would be the way this match would go. I mean, I'm happy about it. I'm ecstatic about it. But can you believe that this Holton team can keep this kind of confidence going throughout the state tournament? We might be talking to them late Saturday.
Well, here's Fluke. Her serve right there into the net makes it 23-7.
And we talked about to Coach Bontrager about Kinley specifically serving. She said, listen, she's one of our hardest servers. I know she's going to hit some end of the net, but I'm okay with that because of how hard she serves.
Here's the serve to the near side of the floor by Ava Price. Here's Gilliland on the spike. Good reach out by Barnett to keep it alive for the Rams. They fake it to her. Actually, Barnett got that one across as Black got down to the knees. Tapped across over by Wilson. Now a couple of Rams getting behind that one, and it's tapped down on the net by Wilson. She's been killing them all second set. That time a rejection at the rim.
It looks like a football score right now. It's 24-7. This is match point. Holton trying to get themselves to Saturday.
25-16, set one winner. Can they put it away here? 24-7, they have dominated Riverton. Riverton gets one across, but it's hit too strong by Savannah Matthews. And that is as quick as you can do it. 25-7, Jake Spaulding, a sweep for the Wildcats. And what they have not been able to do in the last couple of years, they have done now here in 2025. 23, unable to make it out of pool play. Last season, unable to make it out of pool play. This season in 3A, they're 2-0 and on to Saturday.
You made a big point right there. The last 2 years in 4A, you're playing big-time competition. And Holton, a much-deserved team to be at state. Now the 3A level, they're almost like a 4A team at the 3A tournament, and they're showing it out tonight as they are just dominating their opponents. Again, the second set, third set against Hoisington, Holton found something. And in this match against Riverton, just straight dominance from the second half of set one all the way through set two.
So now 36 wins for the Wildcats. They are 36-9. It's only the 5th loss this season for Riverton. They are now 37-5, and that's going to set up Riverton and Hoisington potentially in that
that's
final matchup here. That is a win and get in scenario as it looks right now. But our post game is going to lead up into our pregame because we got Holton and Osage City coming up next. We'll pause for a timeout, continue our coverage here from Hutch right after this.
This is Dr. Lassie with Holton Direct Care. Not a member? You can still book low-cost outpatient procedures, vasectomy, lesion removal, stitches, and more without the insurance hassle many plans won't cover anyway. Call 785-DOCTORS or visit HoltonDirectCare.com.
Cho's Cafe, voted the best family eatery in Northeast Kansas. Try their amazing salad bar, daily specials, and homemade pies. Now serving Sunday brunch, event space also available. Follow the trail to Cho's Cafe on Highway 75 in Holton.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Buildings serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit Morton Buildings.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at LifetimeHolton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the pump just south of Holton, powered by BMP propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
The Pines of Holton is hiring compassionate and dedicated CMA and CNA professionals to join our team. Hi, this is Mandy. If you are passionate about providing exceptional care to our residents and want to work in a supportive, friendly environment, we'd love to hear from you. We offer competitive pay, a great work atmosphere, and opportunities for growth. Apply today and become a valued member of the Pines of Holton family. At the Pines of Holton, it's our family caring for yours.